This the first thing here is the Ramban. Sorry, it was cut off. Pasuk says, "Im bechukai saitim osu." You'll find my chukim mius. Im es mishpotai tigal nafshechem, and your nefesh will find. What's the word?
Loathe.
Okay, loathing the mishpotim. Levilti asay says kol mitzvosai. In order not to do all of my mitzvahs, lahafrichem es brisi, and to breach the bris that exists between us. So the Ramban here says as follows: Bavur heyoyis hachukim mitzvahs loy nisgal et taimel lahamoin yim asu oisam haksirim. Fools despise the chukim because they don't have any reason that's clear to them. What does Hashem want this for? What does He care? About if we burn a poro and we throw the efer, all these things, it doesn't make sense to them, and since it's the time is not revealed to them, they are moyes, they despise them. Aval hamishpotim, hakol chafetzim bohem. Mishpotim, everybody desires. V'hakol tzrichem oysom, and everybody needs mishpotim. Ein yishuv la'am u'medino bilti mishpot. There'll be no society, there'll be no civilization without mishpot, without justice. For lo tigal nefesh shum oda mishpot. No, any person will, nobody can despise the mishpotim, because they're necessary for survival. Maki ish v'meis, v'chi inotsu v'chulei, v'dinei shor v'abor v'shoyrim v'chayotzvahem. Aval ha-mishpot asher nase be'oivrei ha-mitzvois. But those mishpotim, that justice that's done to people who violate the mitzvahs, ke'ish asher yivaleso harayis or yechalo Shabbos, like bias harayis or chilu Shabbos, or yase oivi yedoini, boze yokutsu, in these mishpotim they despise, mipnei ha-mitzvahs shehen oil kovid al harishoyim, because the mitzvahs are an oil kovid, it's a heavy burden on evil people, wicked people. Ulekach omar v'imes mishpotai tigal nafshechem, lebilti asoises kol mitzvoisai. He says, if the mishpotim will be loathsome to you in order that you don't keep the mitzvahs, ki hagi'ilo be'amishpotim kedei shlo yasu ha-mitzvahs. The reason that they loathe these mitzvahs are that they shouldn't have to do mitzvahs. And he goes on, and it goes further, lahafrichem es brisi, Shetufar habris legamri, that bris, that contract that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael will be broken completely. Ve'yiu beloy teiro, they'll be completely without teiro lahatil la'atzma arayis b'farhesya, that they'll be able to be matir for themselves arayis b'farhesya. Ve'chol tavo terav lenafshom. I think it means, and all taiva that's sweet and pleasant to them, they'll be able to be matir, because they have now this broken bris, which comes from this hagolo that they have in the mishpotim, which was all for the purpose of shelo yasu hamitzvos. It seems that there's a very high level of motivation here for a person to become free of mitzvos. Mitzvos are an oil, and therefore I have to find, as despicable, as loathsome to me, the fact that there's a Mises Bezdin, there's such a thing as a Chi of Misa. There is much discussion about the death penalty. There is what to be said about the need for some terrible crimes for there to be such a Chomurdika, such a powerful and final and painful and overwhelming type of a punishment. But this is goal nefesh to them. Why? Because of the fact that ultimately they don't want. The mitzvahs are too much of an oil. I can't stand the burden. It's too overwhelming. Get me out of here. Let me be free. And not only that, there's even a deeper step. There's another step beyond that. And that besides just the oil of the mitzvahs, ultimately, and maybe this is the last step, I really want to be beloy Torah. I don't want any Torah. I want to be mater arayas farhesya. I want to be free to give in, to do every taiva that I have. And because of that, I have this loathing of even mishpatei haTorah, which deal with things that, you know, are very, very painful to deal with. And it doesn't mean that this person is directly involved in that, but the concept is loathsome to him. And Memela, it now frees him, because of this loathing for these mishpotim, it frees him to be able to get rid of this oil ha-mitzvahs, and eventually to be beli Torah, and to be mater arayis pahesya, and all kinds of taiva that he craves for. But it sounds like that despite the fact that he has this ability, and it's not necessarily a conscious thing that he's doing, if and when it's something that he realizes and appreciates, that this is something that's, he says, desirous, and everyone needs it, and there's no existence of a Medina without Mishpot, this realization, on that there can't be any loathing. When it makes sense to him, when he has is aware of the need and the necessity and the benefit, then all of a sudden, all of this desire that a person has, and he's looking, Lahat arayis p'hesya, he's ready to be made for a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's ready to, a person who knows that there's a Torah Sinai and that there was a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that these are his responsibilities, but he's ready to get rid of it. He wants deep down to be able to do the taiva that he wants and to forget about everything else. But he can't do it when it makes sense to him. I assume that the chukim, which is b'chukas haitim osu, that's easier for him. I mean, that he says, even without explaining the motivation, he says that I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. I can't do it. Probably also it has deep down to do with the fact that the oil hamitzvahs is very painful. So if I don't understand it, the oil hamitzvahs is overwhelming. But what can counteract the overwhelming burden of the mitzvahs, and what can counteract that desire to be beli Torah, that desire to give in to every pleasant taiva that I have, that's the appreciation for the benefit, for the need, for the reasons, I guess, and the benefits that we get for the mitzvahs. That's what the Sefer Achinuch always refers to as tam v'toelis. Tam v'toelis. It's a reason, and it's a benefit. I saw once in the Hakdoma to Rabbi Mordechai Gifter's Zecher Tzadik Levrocha Sefer, on the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, I think it was on, that he writes there, why do they call it Tamei HaMitzvahs? He says, Tamei HaMitzvahs, says, because the Tam is the Gishmak. He says, a fruit, an apple, with the same, without a taste, would be just as nourishing and just as beneficial. You don't enjoy it as much. It doesn't give you that pleasure because it doesn't have tam. He says the same thing. He says the tamei hamitzvahs makes it that they're more chafetzim, that a person has more of a gishmak in it. And when he realizes the toyeles, he's now fortified against this ferocious desire that he has to rid himself of the Torah, to be free of the oil ha-Torah, to be able to deny and to find abhorrent and loathsome the tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because for them, he doesn't see clearly the benefit. And the truth of the matter is that there's even benefit in some of these, in the Mises Bezdin and this, there is a benefit, but it doesn't have that desire. He doesn't see it that the whole world depends on it. He doesn't see it with such a gishmak. There's not HaKol Chfeitzim and Tzrichim. You need that combination, and without that combination, a person is in big trouble. So I think that we have to face the fact that desire that rages within everyone is terribly devastating. Not just it says, I want to compromise. I want to do an avera, but it creates a matzav where I want to negate completely and totally the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maimon Har Sinai, and the oil hamitzvahs legamri. It has to, I guess, otherwise you can't live with it. You know, there's a Torah, there's a bris, and there's everything, and yet I do give in to my typhus. So it creates that. It's so dangerous. And it seems that the antidote, or an antidote to that, is to create, number one, a gishmak, a tam. It's gishmak. It feels good. It appreciate the good feeling and a benefit. And that seems to have the only thing that has the koyach to counteract this desire, which means, in a practical sense, that in for ourselves or for hashpo on others, it's extremely urgent that when presenting a Torah which offers a burden, restrictions, an oil, and offers a very serious limitations on the giving in to one's taivas, then a person needs that sense of we need and we need to give over that sense of the benefit and that sense of the gishmak, that chifetz that people should have. And that's like a very powerful, and maybe the only powerful weapon, or certainly one of the powerful weapons that can counteract that that desire within us. Just very briefly for a moment, there's a medrash that's brought over here on the side. It says in B'chukosei Telechu, Ho ovois kishehoyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu nigla aleim uletzavoyson, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the ovois and commanded them about the mitzvahs. Lo hoyo masne imohem in B'chukosei Telechu. He didn't make a condition. B'chukosei Telechu, you're going to get the schar. If not, you're going to get. Also, this is what's going to happen. He didn't do that. Mipneima, why didn't he do it when he gave when he spoke to the ovis? Mipnei shehein yoidin koyach matan schoren shel tzadikim upuronusun shel rishoyim. They knew what it means. Matan schoren shel tzadikim, punishment of rishoyim. They understood these concepts, and since they understood these concepts, so there was no need to put it to them in direct terms. If you do this, this is what you're going to get. If you don't do this, this is what you're going to get. So if einat zrich la hasnis bohem, avol shar anavim halavai yifroish lohen matan schora nupurnosun kame peomim, halavai yikonu bnei doiron. He says. But the other Nevi'im, and it sounds like it's because not because of them, but because of the Bnei Doiron, that their generation, when we're speaking to the Doiros of Klal Yisrael, they have such a sense of resistance, whatever it may be, it sounds like they have to be humbled in front of it, that it's not enough that just to tell them the schar and there's oinesh and there's consequences, but it has to be very specifically broken down for them. In B'chukosei Telechu, this is what's going to happen. In V'lois Ishmu, this is what's going to happen. It sounds like that it's not enough to a life of Torah and Mitzvahs without the specific focus of Musa. What Musa does is it makes it all very down to earth. It puts it very specific. We analyze the hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchoro uschar aveiro keneged hefsedo. The Maseilas Yesharim brings that that's the yisod of cheshbon hanefesh, and just the fact, you know, many people think we learn and we think, yeah, well, I know, of course. Well, there's a tachlis and there's a next world and there's Gan Eden and there's schar for mitzvahs, and of course, if you don't, you're taken to task, and all this is very nice. Unless we crystallize it, unless we bring it to tachlis, you do this, you do this. The human being needs very baruchu bitcha ktano, because otherwise it's like broad concepts. It's too vague. It doesn't penetrate the emotions. Yeah, I know it. But it doesn't talk to me. And it's extremely important, the specific focus of taking concepts and applying them in direct connection between do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. And that's the only thing that really speaks to us on a level which can secure that that commitment. Now, as far as we're concerned, I mean, just to mention, we may live in a generation where the specific focus on the punishment may be too much for some people. That could be, and that's probably very true. And therefore, there has to be a greater emphasis on the positive. Sounds like for all Doris it was that way. And Chazal say the Lahoy Hoylam Kedai Kiyom Shenitin Bo Shir Ashirim, that all the positive of the love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the loving relationship that we have. But whatever it is, just the abstract knowledge of, yes, there's a relationship, and yes, there's schar, and yes, there's, is not enough. It has to be focused. Musar focuses us. When we take the time to analyze and say, I do this, there's a consequence. I do this, this happens. I do this, I'll get this. The more we have that picture, that tzir chushi, the more alive it becomes, the more directly connected it becomes, the more it's taken from the abstract realization to the specific focus, the more it can have a hashpo on a person, and therefore the significance of Limud HaMusar is really critical in order for people to be able to maintain the proper level of commitment.